What would you call something served that, that say she made something in the, and baked it?
A casserole?
Yeah, that's right. All right, now do you have any other name for that?
No.
Does the Minnesota term, you know, a covered dish is not, has no currency in Utah?
I don't think so.
All right, or a covered dish supper, something like that. That's unknown. All right, how about some, and so you can't drink this stuff. What is this?
Coke?
No.
Tea, coffee.
Yeah, all right. Now, how about cakes that they, that's, you know that word?
Oh, cakes?
Just a coffee.
A coffee cake?
Yeah, now do you know any different names for different kinds of coffee cakes?
No.
Okay.
Since coffee is outlawed, there won't
be too many
cakes.
All right. Now let's talk about the farm and ranch a little bit. Tell me about some different kinds of enclosures they have for animals.
They have a barn, I guess.
Different kinds?
Yeah, there's the barn, the big barn for the hay, and then the other buildings. Let's see, on the farm we had a little sty area for the pigs,
mm-hmm.
pig pen.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have? Chicken coop. And then the goats and stuff like that, they were just in pens.
How about some of the cattle?
What would that be called? I'm not... Where you keep them?
Yeah. Or any kind of enclosures for cattle.
I guess that would be the pen, bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Stockyard, but I guess that's more of an industrial term. There's the milk shed.
Yeah. All right. What about the? I was thinking about things. Do they have anything called a corral?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be? That'd be for horses.
Or for cattle.
Just call it a what?
A corral.
All right. Now they in the old days they had fences.
Although the Utah pronunciation would be more of a corral, I guess.
Is that right? Is that the way you pronounce it?
That's the way my father would pronounce it.
Corral?
Corral.
That's interesting. Now, how about the these things, and that's, they have a kind of what around it?
Fence?
Yeah. In the old days, they had a...
They have wooden fence, probably.
Or
rail fence.
Yeah. Any other kinds of fences you can make of?
Barbed wire.
All right.
Although that wouldn't make for a very good corral.
No, that's right. And a place where the cattle are let out to feed.
The pasture.
All right, or just a big
field.
Now, any different kinds of fields. All right. You know the term go devil, a go devil as an artifact. A thing.
Mm-mm.
You don't know the term a little bit. Why? How about it when you're going to feed a horse? Something you want to put on a horse.
Oh, feed bag?
Yeah, right. Now, do you ride horses a lot?
No, I had a bad experience with a horse.
What's that?
I was just a little kid, I guess. One of my first memory of life is I went out into the field to feed a horse and I gave it a sugar cube and no one was watching me, so I had the sugar cube in my hand with my fist over it, and the horse picked me up by the wrist and shook me.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I've never been much of a horse fan since then.
Do you know, how about a saddle? Can you tell me about the parts of a saddle?
Let's see, there's the pommel, is that what it's called?
Well, I don't want to correct you, but a pommel is, I think, an English saddle. Is that what's that called on a Western saddle?
It's, let's see, what is that called? The horn?
Yeah. One of the things you put your feet in?
Oh, the stirrups.
My feet in the stirrups and my hand on the horn.
Yeah.